Hey everybody, all right, before we start this podcast that you are listening to, thank you very much for tuning in. Wanted to give everyone a little pregame of what was going on. So BJ and I were set to record at a certain time.
It was a hell of a pregame too.
It was a pretty good pregame. My wife was at the physical therapist working on her shoulder because she's an active woman and she's got some shoulder issues. And it went a little long, it went a little lengthy, which is fine. So I didn't want to be late for my appointment up here at the treehouse to record. So I brought my son with me, and you all have heard all about him.
Boomers!
He's a stud golfer. He's a stud bowler.
Boomer biz.
He's just a stud. And so we said, hey, do you want to put on some headphones and be on the podcast? And he was a little reluctant.
No,
at
he
first.
Said, yeah, he went flat out no.
Straight up no. And but we sweet talked him into doing a few minutes with us.
Well, no, you finagled him with here. Well, no, we're not doing this because once he saw all the equipment, he got a little bit like
he saw some strangers. Yeah, he was saw like, some equipment, and like, he doesn't really like to be put on the spot.
Just come and sit on Daddy's lap and play pinball.
That's what happened. He's also very good at pinball on the iPhone, and so I said, hey, come over here and play this game, and that was enough to convince him to come over and play. Which he did, and we got this amazing little 3-minute interview before he checked out. Enjoy.
Yeah. Check, well, check. I loaded it up in the box and I took it home and all this stuff. And Chris, then
come here, I want you to see something.
Did you play with it at home?
Yeah.
Here, look, I have pinball.
Boom. Uh-oh, all of a sudden. All of a sudden.
Look at this. Come here. Okay. I want you to sit here.
Dad, I don't
want to
talk.
Okay, you don't have to talk.
You don't have to talk.
Play pinball.
Yeah, you got pinball. You're good, dude.
Yeah, I told you I got to number 7.
No, huh? Yeah.
That's good.
Here,
that's
put good these stuff on.
No.
Yeah, put these on really fast.
It'll help you hear pinball.
Hi, yeah. Rez. Hi, Rez. Can you hear
can
me?
Can you hear BJ?
Can you hear me in your ears?
Yeah, this
his name is BJ,
cool,
and
huh?
His name is BJ.
You have two BJs.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Whoop, whoop. Whoop.
Yeah. Here,
all right, so tell me a little bit. Tell me a little bit about Ultimate Hot Wheels.
What's tell us about Hot Wheels Ultimate Garage.
So, they have cars, and they and the helicopter picks them up to the rescue, and... And then when they're in trouble, they pick them up.
Whoa. Now, is that what you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
And who's going to bring it for you?
Santa Claus.
How do you know?
Yep. Good.
Just good?
Yeah.
Just good?
No.
Are you going to lay out on Christmas Eve, or are you going to leave out all kinds of cookies and celery for Santa's reindeer?
I already got cookies.
You already got cookies? You're already ahead of the game,
on
dude.
Top of
you
it
made some cookies with you're grandma,
good
huh?
You're good. Yeah. You're sharp.
Yep.
And then,
yep.
Did you? How did you tell Santa that's what you wanted?
Because Grandma bought me those.
Grandma bought you what? Oh, the cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, how does he know that you want Hot Wheels Ultimate Garage?
Because I like it.
Because you like it?
Have you gone to see Santa, or did you write him a letter?
I write him a letter.
You wrote him a letter.
Ooh, smart.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What? I got a level 1.
Oh, yeah, you're at level 1 in pinball, huh?
Yep.
Now, what else, what is your favorite song right now?
Wide Awake.
Wide Awake?
Yeah.
By who?
Katy Perry.
Oh, by Katy Perry. We yep love Katy Perry, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a lot of Katy Perry songs?
Yeah.
What's another Katy Perry song?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. What's another Katy Perry song?
On Wide Awake? Oh.
So how does it go? Yeah. What's the words?
You tell me.
What about Firework? Sing Firework. You don't want to sing right now.
Firework.
Yeah, BJ knows
something,
how to sing.
Something, firework.
Whoa.
Make him go.
So across the sky. Oh, I'm getting 13, 14, 15,
16. Oh, you crashed.
Back to pinball.
Oh, man.
That's great. What? Yeah. I got 1 and a 2.
Well, what do you think about your dad?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus mm-hmm here on Life Moves Pretty Fast.
And what do you think about your mom?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's pretty accurate, too.
Now, what do you think about Harley?
Who's Harley?
Harley Quinn Jones.
Yeah, who is that?
Our puppy.
Oh, she's the puppy, huh?
I hear she is your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys lay on the couch.
Yeah.
And you just lounge it up.
Yeah.
And what do you and Harley like to watch on TV?
I don't know.
What do you like to watch on TV?
On Wide Awake.
Wide Awake,
yeah.
Katy Perry videos.
Katy Perry videos, yeah. same as Daddy. Same yeah. as Dad. Dad doesn't like to listen, but Daddy loves watching Katy Perry videos.
Get on mute.
Now, what kind of shows do you like? Disney shows or cartoons?
What TV shows do you like to watch?
Do you watch animal shows? To be honest, Rez, this is a better interview than Dallas.
Elephants.
Perfect.
You like elephants?
Yeah.
Perfect. I love elephants.
What about PJ Mask?
Yeah.
Who's in PJ Mask?
Ella and Gecko and Catboy.
Oh, okay. And which one are you?
Gecko.
And which one is me?
I don't know.
And which one is Mommy?
Catboy.
Mommy's Catboy?
And you're Owlette.
And I'm Owlette. I'm the girl.
Right.
It's pretty accurate, too.
Now, what about Paw Patrol? I have a nephew, and he loves Paw Patrol. Do you watch that one?
Well, yeah.
You like Paw Patrol?
Yeah. We're running out of time.
Oh, no. We got only 3 seconds on pinball. Looks like this interview's coming to an end.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. All right, hang on 1 second. So, BJ was asking you, do you like Paw Patrol?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Paw Patrol guy? Don't touch that microphone.
Dad, you tell him.
What about, I know you like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Dad, you have to talk into the microphone.
I am talking into the microphone.
That's how it works. Right. You tell him, buddy.
Now, hey, right into the what microphone. About Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Yeah.
How does the hot dog song go?
I don't know.
Hot dog.
My ears hurt.
You know what? Yeah, tell everyone about your ear today.
So I went to the doctor appointment, and then I heard some birdies.
There were some birdies in your ear?
Yeah.
No way. Do you have a little ear infection?
Yeah.
Oh no, dude.
Yeah.
Little birdies.
And
in
it's
your
kind
ear?
Of a bummer too, huh?
It's kind of a bummer.
But you know what? You were a champ, and you went to school today anyway, huh?
Look at you.
Yeah.
Got some medicine, get better, because guess what? You got to get better for 2 weeks, dude.
Yep, and you know why? Oh, got to stop hitting the microphone, dude. You know why? Because who's coming to town in 2 weeks?
I don't know.
Who's going to come to our house?
Grandma Vicky.
Well, Grandma's coming, too.
Grandma's coming, too, I'm sure.
But who is going to bring us presents?
Santa!
Santa Claus.
And if you could talk to Santa right now, what would you say to him?
I don't know.
Would you tell him you've been a good boy?
Yeah.
Have you been a good boy? So you're going to end up on the nice list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you nice or naughty?
Nice.
And would you like Hot Wheels Ultimate Garage?
Yeah.
What else?
New marbles and everything.
New marbles and everything.
And everything.
All right. Well, I don't know how I can argue with everything.
Right. Yeah. He's a man that knows what he wants. That's well, buddy, thank you. I know you didn't want to come and talk. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Boom.
Can I have Knuckles too?
Boom.
And you
what
can go give BJ Knuckles later, okay? Oh, there we go. Reach. Got it.
Good job, buddy.
All right. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a great Christmas, dude.
Thanks, Rez.
Good job,
Merry
buddy.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, can I hug? I love you.
I love you, too.
You guys have fun tonight. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Powerful.
We know. We've been to your shows.
You know this. Like, project like a crazy person. People are like, Jesus. Dude, woo! Inside voices.
Simmer down now.
Yeah, we got the whole place all decorated up.
It looks good.
It's straight fancy.
You got a tree. You got stockings.
Right.
There's some garland.
Thank you, Big Lots.
How are they hung?
A crying relative in the corner. Being shunned.
I told Nana to shut up. We got to do the podcast.
Sorry, Nana.
I was going to say something to her, but she looked...
Shh, no. Don't even talk to her.
Okay.
Don't acknowledge it.
I kind of got that impression when I came in.
Don't acknowledge that
she's like,
frail
don't
old
talk
woman.
To me. They'll beat me later if you talk to me.
All right, let's get started, everyone.
Here we go.
Welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McEvely.
Mike Bissell.
Horror Story of the Treehouse, San Diego, California. And here we go. We got another second time guest.
Second time.
Second timer.
I think that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be number two. This is number two. Ladies and gentlemen, BJ Lawrence. BJ Lawrence, claps him in. We claps him in. Thanks for coming back, buddy.
Dude, I'm happy to be here.
Nana. Merry Christmas. Nana, we already clapped him in, Nana.
Don't you fucking clap again, Nana.
She's going to get hurt later.
Nana's getting thrown off the ninth floor.
I'm going to have to edit out that F-bomb. I don't want to ruin my reputation.
Yep. Good. Reputation's important. You never know who you're trying to work with in the future.
Exactly.
So you got to watch your mouth.
Oh, I'm not concerned about it anymore.
No.
I'm giving up.
No, that's not cool. At all. And this is going to be a happy episode.
Absolutely.
We're in the spirit.
I'm happy.
It's the spirit of the season.
We're on a run of pretty happy episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Last two we had was Audrey Zelinsky, who should be getting close. Yeah. Last one was Marina and Sarah talking about her trip to Thailand.
Malaysia.
Her coming back and her all good.
Her whole experience with
Okay, I'm a couple behind.
You're a couple behind.
It's all good.
Yeah, but
it's
you're
okay.
Here now, and that's
I'm
all
here.
That matters.
Here you are.
Yep.
Maybe you don't know the past of LMPF, but you know what? You're a part of the present, and you're absolutely going to be a part of the future.
Right on. Right on.
Depending on how this episode
it's
goes.
Only because we're exactly. Close to Christmas, and I'm in a good mood. Am I being this nice? Come January 1st, don't come back on the episode, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. You're done, pal. You're dead to me.
It goes double for you, Nana.
Wipe down, Nana.
She hasn't had anything to drink in like 4 days.
We should give Nana some good food or something.
Some
right? Some sherry.
Least.
Yeah.
Tim's here. Maybe he brought some sherry home for
Tim,
Nana.
Yeah, Tim just got back. But yeah, no, it looks nice. We got into not an argument, but we were talking about it in the apartment, and Tim was very adamant on getting everything decorated.
So okay. Did Tim do most of this stuff?
No. We all did it together. We all went out as a family, and we went to Home Depot, and we
where all the good Christmas
the
stuff is.
Yeah, and then we went to Big Lots and Target, and we got all of it.
Okay.
So this is the first time I've actually celebrated or done anything Christmassy since I moved to San Diego. Every Christmas, I'm like alone.
That's sad, dude.
Well, yeah.
Well, you got family close by, though, right?
I mean, no, I do, but
for the holidays,
I have to work.
Right.
Yeah,
and you guys went real tree here too.
Real tree.
Of course, I'm happy to see that. I don't like the fake tree.
Right. Fake tree, 50 bucks.
I'm adamantly against fake trees.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement on that.
Fake trees, 50 bucks. You got to put it in a big ass box, and all it does, we don't have a lot of closet space here. All it does is just take up storage. And you don't get the smell. You don't get the nice smell. So you go 72 bucks, real tree, bada bing, bada boom.
Well, it kind of segues into kind of what we'd like to talk about this week, which is Christmas and traditions and routines. And what I do love about Christmas trees is kind of what I like about the Christmas season is that it's the anticipation, and the wait is just as much fun as the event. And with a Christmas tree, if it's fake, you go up in the attic, basement, closet, whatever. You pull it down, you set it up. With a real tree, you got to load everybody up. You got to get out there. Mm-hmm. You got to find that tree, or some people cut them down.
Oh yeah, no, you got to go look for it. You got to turn.
You
got to
burn
around
the calories, and to me, that's fun.
Yeah.
I do love that. You got to hunt for that perfect tree.
You got
to
tie
you narrow
it down.
It down between five or six trees, and then you get it down to two, and then
And then you look at a tree, and you're like, what about this one, honey? He's like, no, look at that big ass gap in the bottom of it. Hell
oh,
no,
I didn't see that big ass gap. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm driving home the other day. On the freeway, someone's tree right there.
Oh, like, no.
Oh,
no.
Come on. Yeah, coming
it's
home.
Cut down for nothing.
Yep, just out on the freeway.
It's funny. We had the tree on the roof of the car, and then we ended up going to Target afterwards to buy decorations and stuff, and we're walking in, and Tim goes, what if someone steals the tree?
Oh,
and I'm just like, that would be the most fucked up person ever. That's like Christmas karma for the next, like,
totally.
For eternity. If you steal someone's tree from their car.
That reminds me of a story. All right,
okay.
You ready?
Let's do it.
When I was little, living in Chicago, my parents had just gotten separated. So this was like the first Christmas where we had to go to my dad's apartment instead of just Christmas in the house.
Eat it a little bit.
And so we got up in there to the apartment, hung out, had a good time. He'd gotten us these toys, including Mousetrap. I don't know if you remember that game.
Oh, of course I remember Mousetrap.
So I wanted Mousetrap forever, like that type of chain reaction stuff. Dominoes, anything like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm crazy about, especially as a kid. And so for Christmas, he was going to come home and spend Christmas with us. And so we all drove back to the house. and we were all exhausted and tired, and we left all the toys in the car and went to bed instead. And then someone had broke in the car and stole all our stuff, including my mouse trap.
Oh,
and I
no.
never got to play it once.
So like, you got it. You opened it.
I got it. I opened it. We didn't play with
we're
it.
We're so happy.
I was thrilled beyond belief. Dude, this is like story of my life of like here and then nope, and then snatch it away from you.
And have you still to this day never played Mousetrap?
I have played it. But I would take it. I would find a game of Mousetrap now, take it, play with it, and I'd be happy with it because I haven't really got to enjoy it like I wanted to.
That's brutal, dude.
It's super brutal.
It's like your Rosebud from Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Like when you die, you're just going to go, Mousetrap.
Yeah, Mousetrap.
That will be your last words. Yeah, and then we are going to figure out, like, we got to figure it out. What does this mean? Yeah.
And then you're going to find this dusty old
and then we waste 7 years. We waste 7 years of our life trying to solve this riddle.
Well, somebody does, but they find this podcast.
Yeah, somebody goes back to this episode. Yeah.
Well, I found him on an episode of Life Moves Pretty Fast.
It was stolen from him. It was stolen from him.
And that's gonna
give a Mousetrap back.
And that's gonna be our big LMPF break. That's gonna be like the Life's a Binge's Jay Leno bump.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. One day it's coming. It's coming. The Jay Leno bump is coming. It's coming, you guys. You'll see.
All
God
right. Okay.
You'll see.
All right. We're gonna get him first.
Yeah, but I'm happy that we decorated and stuff. Now do you guys both, I mean, I'm sure with you got Rez.
Yeah.
And so you're all decorated.
Yeah, we're all decorated, but you know, I'm a Christmas fan. I like the decorations. I like the lights. Nothing up before Thanksgiving, because
that was going to be my question.
You gotta give Thanksgiving its due. Like, I'm not the guy that's like, you know, Halloween is over. It's now Christmas. That's not okay.
Yeah, no, we get another argument we had here. Well, not argument, but Tim just discussion. Goes like, I want to start. Yeah, he'll go like, well, he'll start playing Christmas music. And then Josh loves Thanksgiving. It's like it's his favorite. He doesn't really like Christmas a whole lot, but he loves Thanksgiving. And he just goes, the only rule is we do not play Christmas music. We don't decorate anything. We don't do any of it until after Thanksgiving.
I agree.
I said, hear, hear.
Uh-huh.
And then Tim liked to be a little shit sometimes and start playing like Frank Sinatra Christmas music. We go, Tim?
Nope.
No.
No.
Do we have rules or not?
Yeah. There are rules in this
There's
house.
Headphones. Tim, you can listen to Frank Sinatra Christmas songs in your headphones.
You did obey the rules.
All right.
All right. Easy. Jesus Christ. Go sit with Dana.
I obey rules.
Someone's getting cold this year.
But yeah, absolutely. You can't go. I can't deal with the Christmas people that are like crazy, like over the top Christmas. That doesn't do it for me. I'm very mellow. I just enjoy it and chill out. Like Christmas Day, I don't really care. I mean, like, we celebrate with my family because everyone's scattered, so we'll celebrate. I think this year we're doing it like the 23rd, and that's going to be like a really fun day. But like Christmas Day, just like, eh. Yeah, because everyone has different families, and they go to the in-laws and all this stuff, and so we actually just have one day where we have everybody together, and like that's when we do it.
You know what else I think that we've never really had the three of us together. We've never really had 9-to-5 jobs either.
Right.
So we work a lot of Christmas days, so it's never really been a thing. It's never really been like a tradition for us to...
Not for a long
time. Well, you don't work Christmas this year, right?
I don't right now, but I might. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Right now I'm not working it, but we'll see what happens. I might give it up so that there's a couple moms in the area that did not get Christmas off. And if I don't need it, if I can hook someone up, I'm going to try to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if I feel like being a prick or not. No, just keep it.
Keep it in the Christmas
Merry
mood.
Christmas.
Oh, I'm working. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've worked every Christmas. I don't mind. Like I said, my family's all
gone.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like, get together when you can.
Right.
The actual 25th is not that big a deal.
Right, yeah. If people can go and be with their families, that's fine. The only thing I hope for having off is the 4th of July and New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. That's it. And Arbor Day.
Arbor Day's a big one.
Arbor Day throwdown.
Yeah, but those are the only two I want. And yeah, just like you said, to where if other people can go spend time with families, I mean, I'm not going to take that away from them.
Yeah.
So
we've never really had a basic tradition. Like for when I was growing up, we would do Christmas Eve real big with one side of the family,
mm-hmm.
and then we would do Christmas Day real big with the other side of the family. And that was just kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, we didn't really have. When we made tamales,
yeah, my mom does that with all my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
legit.
I told her, Dad, I mean, they make like 500 of them.
Oh, easily.
I tell her, just give me a couple dozen.
Mm-hmm. On my
throw them bitches in the freezer and I'm good to go.
Exactly. We used to do it like 2-3 weeks before Christmas, and yeah, throw them in the freezer. You'd have tamales until May.
Right.
It'd be great.
So now with your, I'm not hearing me by all the way. Eat it. By the way, check one too. I still hear me. I think off of yours, but
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So with Becky's family, and you guys been together for how long?
6 years married, nine years. I don't know. I can't do the math.
You kind of figuring out the two different family thing and try to how to make that work on the holidays.
Yeah, with her family, I mean, her entire family is in Minnesota, Wisconsin.
That makes it easy.
So it does kind of make it. Yeah. Well, it's hard, but it makes it easy on where to spend our time.
Right.
And a trip back to the Midwest is planned way in advance.
Yeah.
Because obviously all the travel and
every so often you guys will go and do a Minnesota
holiday. Yeah, every so often we'll go out there and. I think we're planning on doing it next year.
That's cool.
But you know, her grandparents are getting old, and you know we want Reznor to be able to have a white Christmas every now and again,
which is cool.
Which is pretty cool. So next year we'll probably do that.
Right on. So yeah, because we're dealing with that. Andrea and I have been together for 8 years, almost nine now, and so every holiday she has family here in town, and I have family here in town. So it's kind of like a little bit of a on Thanksgiving. Yeah, a little bit. But we've got a pretty good balance now.
That's good.
And so
that's
she
good.
Has three younger nieces and nephews, or a niece and two nephews.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say we have it because that's just the way it
right.
is.
You're right. Together you're together for
we're together.
One more year. And was it 10 years domestic partnership?
Something like that. Something where I'm getting on her insurance. But it's sometimes a little bit of a challenge
right.
to try to figure that out. Mm-hmm. But
I'm single.
It's a good
kind of
challenge.
I don't have that problem in any way, shape, or form.
You will, pal.
But
you will.
I mean, I know. I enjoy it. I don't mind any of it. Now, my tradition growing up was always, which people think it's weird. Like, I look at the tree, and I enjoy having the tree, but we never decorated the tree until Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
That was our tradition.
That's kind of cool.
Christmas Eve, that was like the big Christmassy night to where it's, we would just, that's when the music, we make a fire, music, dinner, decorate the tree. And that was it. And then we'd leave it up until like the 3rd of January.
That's not bad either.
Yeah.
Not bad. That's actually very.
I think that's realistic, especially if it smells good, if it still looks good.
That's disciplined. Like for us, it's like, it goes up early. We decorate it right away.
Because I think for me, I mean, the core of Christmas goes with the tree as far as like decorating your home. So once you have the tree up, you have like, because when we decorated our tree now, like for the whole night, it was like, oh, this is so great. Like, we got a tree and everything. So, like, it just take that for the one night and you transfer that over right into Christmas Day. So, you're on, like, you're already on a high.
Now, would you get the tree Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
How was the selection on Christmas Eve? Probably pretty dire.
My dad's a bargainer. Which is why
the dad from Christmas
Story. He's a wheeler and dealer. That's why he opened up a store in Glendale, because he can work very well with Armenians.
Right on.
You just don't know what a price tag is.
Yeah.
So he would be the guy. It's like, it's Christmas Eve, man. Come on, tree's $110. I'll give you 40, and then he'd meet in the middle or something like that.
Sure.
And so that was my dad.
Speaking of trees, this particular one that you have right now.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, when you're growing up and when you're looking at trees and what's good, what's bad, what do you consider this?
As compared to growing up?
Well, I mean, just like in general, because there's different kinds of trees.
Yeah.
This looks like a good 7-foot tree.
Yeah, it's like
but
seven,
what
seven,
I love
eight.
About this tree is it's full. Like because there are those like this. Like,
it's a noble fir.
The spinely, skeleton trees that just have a lot less.
Welcome to Christmas tree talk.
It was
pretty fun.
But it was funny because I think that like when you go to other people, when your other kids' house and like look at their tree, and they'll be so proud of their tree, and you look at their tree, and it's the skinny kind with very few branches.
Oh yeah, F that.
I hate that. I hate it. Like,
unless you're
kind...
trying to be ironic, like a Charlie Brown type hipster.
Yeah.
It's not. No.
Yeah.
Get a tree.
My grandma would have a skinny tree, and she would have only like 15 like gold balls like hung on it, and that was like the entire thing. And I remember like, come on, there's like there's like what do you call the silver leaves,
the garland
or
tinsel
tinsel all over the place, you know, string popcorn, all kinds of stuff. So this kind you know, good call on this guy
yeah we got lucky. But yeah, that was my dad. He would go and he'd get, because we had a huge like living room in the house that I grew up in, and it was very high ceiling, so he'd get like a 12-foot 14-foot tree but he'd get it on Christmas Eve when that's pretty much their last bang for their buck. And we wouldn't go to a Home Depot. We'd go to like the mom and pop, right. you know, ones, which now are super expensive early in December. Mm-hmm. But at the end, that's all they get.
They got one night. They got to blow it out now.
it's one night only. So
we've done that.
It's all
before.
Becoming kindling after tonight.
Absolutely.
Where we went to a because everything just life got busy, and so we went to the tree lot like on Christmas Eve, and they had already closed, but they had like three trees just sitting there. So we're like, sweet. So we like took it was pretty good.
Nice.
Took a tree and got it for free. Went home, mm-hmm. decorated.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, that's about the size tree that we would get. But something we always did was hang our tree from the ceiling.
Really?
We never had the tree stands.
Huh?
So
I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
My dad was a bass player. I may have mentioned it before. And he would get an extra bass string, mm-hmm. and tie it into the rafters in the ceiling so the tree would actually hang. And then there we could fit more presents under there. He used to have this little model train that went underneath the tree.
Hmm.
And we still do
jealous.
It. We still do it. There's a tree. What?
How do you keep it from drying out?
So we would get a milk jug, tie that around the trunk of the tree. Tim asked how to keep from drying out, for those of you who couldn't hear that. We get a milk jug, tie it around the tree, and then my mom would usually decorate it with
and wrap it
in like paper, or you know, she would make like a cloth.
You do the water and sugar in there or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just dump that in there and just keep it.
Is that
watered.
What it is? Sugar?
And then like green dye. Like I remember like a little green dye too. Like I don't know. Maybe that didn't do anything. But
I don't know what you guys are doing in Chicago, but no.
Chicago, we're no big on the green dye. Dyes.
You're dying the river out there. You're dying trees.
Right. We win World Series and we dye our fucking trees.
That's what we do.
That's what
you do now.
What we do in Chicago.
Yeah, back in the day. That was different.
We weren't winning World Series back in the day.
In Oregon.
BJ hasn't dyed a tree in over 108 years.
Yes. This is a good Christmas, y'all. This is a very good Christmas.
We're dying
that tree. But they had a friend who had a Christmas tree farm in Oregon, of course, where it's like mad trees everywhere. So they had lots of Christmas tree farms. And in our high school, there was a family, the Rounsfelds, and they had a Christmas tree farm that a lot of kids over the years would work there seasonally and get work there. But you go and they had the little train set up too. And so they had the whole experience set up where you mm-hmm. go and ride around on the train, pick out your tree, go to the Rounsfelds. I miss that shit.
It's awesome. Yeah. Every now and again, we'd go to my family's house, who lived up in Northern California, kind of mm-hmm. near Oregon.
Right.
Same
very woodsy area. And...
Yeah, the Mount Lassen National Park or wherever, where you actually get a license to go cut down a tree. It's $10 to cut down a tree, which I think is ridiculously
insane. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. No matter, if it's a 2-foot tree or a 20-foot tree, it's $10.
I want one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Obviously, I can't put a 20-foot tree.
If I lived in an area that you could do that, holy hell, that would be my thing.
It's pretty fun because, I mean, then you really spread out. Then it's like everybody go. We got little quads. Sure. And it's just
everyone gets a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
See, now I also remember.
I found a great one over here. I got to give you guys 2.5 miles south-southwest past the radio or past the river just near the bear.
This one's got to be at least 14 footer. At least a 14 footer.
But yeah, we get, you know, an actual saw and hack it down.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, very Clark Griswold from... what's that movie? Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, except there are no squirrels or anything like that.
Or skidding on a shovel at light speed.
Well, there was a little bit of that. Not quite that fast.
All right, so let's go very quick, easy transition into Christmas movies.
Ooh.
All right.
Let's go. Everyone name top two.
Definitely Christmas Story. Like, that's definitely right up there.
Christmas Story.
It's a little worn
Christmas
out. Story. It's a little worn out. When they do the
worn
marathon
out.
All day.
I don't know. It's great.
I don't watch the marathon, but I can turn on, what is it, TNT?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TBS, whoever does it, and watch a good solid hour and a half of it
mm-hmm.
and be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me,
to
on
know
Christmas...
That it's, I like knowing that it's there.
Yeah, when they put it on and it's just playing, it's good to put it on as background.
Oh, and I'm sure the first Christmas that they decide not to play it is I'm going to be like, fuck, I really wish I could watch A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
It's great. That and also It's a Wonderful Life, which I didn't discover really until... many years later after it was... I mean, it's clearly made in the 40s,
right.
So it's a very old movie.
Right.
But
You were a young buck in the early 40s.
I was going to say,
young then.
You weren't at the premiere with Jimmy?
Merry Christmas, I'll tell you something, Lawrence.
I just wasn't interested. Yeah, but that one, as I got older and watched that movie, I remember like watching it after seeing it several times as a kid, but not really thinking that much of it. But as a little bit older, as an adult watching that movie, I remember like, this movie's the shit. Like, this movie is...
It's starting to make sense to me.
It totally does, yeah. And it's like, this is what it's all about. This is like whether or not your life is worth anything or not. Like, what kind of effect you have on other people. Like, that movie's perfect for that. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's brilliant. So every Christmas, it's a good thing to be reminded of, that people count on you, and people, you know, there are people that you affect every day that love you, that respect you, that you have a huge effect on, and if you weren't there, it would be drastically different. So... it's a good reminder to have for the holidays.
Everyone on that transport died because you were not there to save your brother, and he was not there to save them.
That's brutal. Like, that's brutal. Yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you couldn't see it because of your ear or whatever. Like, he was going to put the poison in the bottle, and the kid's trying to tell him. Like, but dude, it's great. He throws away his whole life for his brother.
Right.
But
What about you, Mikey?
I got to go with – I'll start at number two, and it's a recent number two. Only because Reznor is really into the movie, and it's fun to watch it with him.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
No. Not a Christmas movie. Is it a Christmas movie?
Sure.
Christmas
classic.
Surprise, yeah.
Elf.
Hey,
Elf.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, Will Ferrell. I still have not seen that.
It's really super good. Cute.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't seen it.
Go to Blockbuster Video right now. Get the Blu-ray. Not the DVD. Get the Blu-ray.
Get the warehouse
music.
Get the laser disc of Elf. No, I haven't seen it yet.
I want to say 2006. So, yeah, I mean, you've got some time. Yeah, 2006, I want to say.
You know, when that movie came out, because there were so many Will Ferrell vehicles that were just like Will Ferrell being Will Ferrell.
Right.
And some of them were just not.
No, this one holds up. I mean, especially when watching it with Rez, and he just laughs his ass off. It's
fun. Zooey Deschanel, I'm madly in love with. Like,
she's great in that movie.
She's great. She's, yeah. I don't really watch, what's that show that she's on?
New Girl.
New Girl.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen really that one either.
But she is very crush-worthy.
She's great. Yeah. And then my favorite Christmas movie of all time, Bill Murray and Scrooge.
Fuck you, that was mine.
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
I win.
Damn it.
It does not get better than Scrooge.
He did say it first.
I asked you to go first because I was like, I'm going to knock their fucking socks off with Scrooge.
I got you, brother.
What a jerk.
I'm alive. Okay, and good so job. Are you.
There's a handful, though, of other ones. The ref is good. The ref is a lot of fun.
Christmas Vacation's up there.
Vacation's good.
Yeah, it's, you know, that, I feel like that one's like...
played out.
No, not only played out, but like everyone likes Michael Jordan, you know?
Right.
As Michael Jordan's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Michael Jordan.
Doesn't mean Space Jam was a good movie.
How dare you? Okay. We are throwing down. Okay. Anna, I'm on your side.
All right, my first Christmas movie, Space Jam. I got to go... let me see. Definitely.
Give me number two.
I'm trying to think of number two. I only have the one now because I was sitting on Scrooge
It's all right. Scrooge is good. Scrooge
I had my feet up just going like, I got my two. I don't need to think. I'll just go with the one unless I can think of something else. The number one, I would say definitely is Love Actually.
Dude.
Pretty good. Pretty strong movie.
Love that movie.
Good call, dude. I was going to say, and in fact, I would have bet $50 that wasn't going to be one that you'd say.
Oh,
and
really?
I was going to bring it up. And I was going to go, you know what movie I really like is Love Actually. And it's
fun. Oh, I love it. It's a great Christmas movie.
It's a great Christmas movie.
You are perfect.
It's
a great scene.
We're going to transition this into, Keira Knightley. Oh, love her to death. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Really good.
Transition this into I love Love Actually, but... it has my number one pet peeve, POS Christmas song in that movie. Mariah Carey.
Dude, I like that song.
All I Want for Christmas Is You. I hate it.
I like that song too.
It is overplayed. You like it?
I dig that song.
You know,
yeah.
Don't. In fact, every time, like, so we use it in the pet show. And like, and every time it plays, I'm like, God, this song is good. In fact, so my girlfriend, Andrea, loves that movie. And so that's how I got into it. And then
I haven't met a girl yet who does not.
It's a great movie. And then I love
including
it too.
This one over here.
Right. So when I started getting into it, I was like, God, this is a good song. And no, there's another song too that's great on that, but I can't think of what it is. And it might be it's a Mariah Carey song. But anyway, that song is such a good, good song.
We actually had a big conversation about that song at work the other day because we all know Mariah Carey. We all know that she's crazy.
Yes, she is insane.
Do you think that if you just showed up at Mariah Carey's house, you'd be like, hey, I'm here, that she would be, she'd be okay with that?
Nope.
Knowing Mariah Carey like we do.
No, I don't.
She'd be like, you just wanted me. And she'd be like, well, where's the yacht? Where's the house? Where's the diamonds? Where's
she did marry like the Sony executive, and then she divorced him for like another really super duper crazy.
Okay,
rich,
she married
guy.
Nick Cannon.
She married Nick. That's all you need to hear.
There we go.
She has
She already had the money. She already had the money.
She already had the money.
She already married what's his name? Sonny. What's his place?
Well, see, look what I started Sony with this guy. With this fucking song.
See,
I hate that song. Can we just appreciate my feelings right now?
I can appreciate them. Look, we're the
all I want for,
this is
all
the
I want for Christmas is for you to appreciate my feelings.
So speaking
and,
of which,
and move on.
I don't want to change the subject and roll you over. But Christmas songs. What's your favorite Christmas song?
I'll go right out the gate. Anything. I go Rat Pack, Sinatra, Dean Martin, all of that.
That's
if
good.
You can throw that on a Pandora playlist, I am happy. Nat King Cole, all of that. That's my jam for Christmas music.
I'm a big fan of Christmas rapping, which we use in the pet show as well. But
Christmas rapping?
The girls singing Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year.
Oh, that's
Merry
the Frisbee
Christmas.
Song.
Yeah, the Frisbee song. I love that song.
Here we go. I'm going to try to. This is our janky
put it right in
production
there.
Here. But here, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Everybody knows this song.
Hell yeah.
This is so stupid.
This is your
I love
favorite.
It, dude.
This is your. Oh. The Waitresses. You guys should see BJ right now. He is just. He's in heaven.
Lawrence.
Here's the thing, BJ. That song blows.
Dude, that's a
that
good
song is terrible.
Crazy. Dude.
That is an awful song.
What about that song means Christmas to you?
Merry Christmas is a whole
right,
song
about
somebody.
Right, just because it says
somebody.
Merry Christmas.
No, it's a whole story. She's like, forgot about Christmas. She's down. Then she goes to the store. She meets a dude. You forgot cranberries, too. Oh, my
God. Oh, no,
let's
they
fall.
Forgot about
cranberries. Let's fall in love.
You.
Yeah, it's great.
You and your cranberries.
Hey,
no,
hey, if
beat
you
it.
Like, if you can like and appreciate Love Actually, you can love and appreciate the Waitress's Christmas rapping song.
Trump, you want to chime in on this one?
Listen, nobody wraps a present better than me. Nobody.
Pick all the best.
And nobody also raps better than me. See, it's a double meaning. The girls can't sing in that song. It's terrible. I've rapped better songs. I've also rapped better presents. Get that song out. It's gone.
We're
wrong.
Make Christmas great again.
Sad.
I know the best rhymes.
Right.
The best rhymes. Oops, that was Kennedy, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, Mike.
I know the best rhymes.
Yeah, Mike goes in. Mike will drift into a Kennedy with his Trump impression. He's not afraid.
You know what? I discovered my Trump is my impression of somebody else doing an impression of Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons.
Oh, good.
That's
good
where
call.
I figured
is,
out I'm getting it
that
from.
That is good.
Hey, yeah. Whatever works.
And Quimby's definitely that's Kennedy.
That's
I mean, like straight up Kennedy.
Very much your
whatever keeps the listeners coming back.
My favorite Christmas songs, and I both expect you to jump down my neck for this one, too.
Oh, boy.
But it's anything from the Peanuts Christmas special.
Oh, why? That's great.
Yeah.
Peanuts Christmas?
It's awesome. Yeah. Anything that...
That was me growing up as a kid. Halloween, Peanuts Halloween, Charlie Brown's...
Vince Guaraldi Trio. Here we go. This one.
Yeah, come this on. Is my jam.
You gotta feel like a kid when you hear this song, right?
Yeah, that's my jam.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit right there.
I'm good with that.
Good. Yeah, that's the best Christmas song.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing but rapping.
No, there's no rapping in that song. There's no, hey, Charlie Brown, you blockhead, I forgot my cranberry sauce.
Come on. What about Die Hard's, they use...
never mind. I'll take. Oh, here's my second.
That's your favorite
that's
Die Hard
my second.
Or Christmas
that's
movie,
a great
Die Hard?
Christmas movie. Dude.
Die Hard.
That's a great Christmas movie.
I'll take that for my second.
All right, number three, I'm going to go Batman Returns.
Is that
excuse
a Christmas
me?
Movie?
How dare you? The Ice Princess lands
for the
Christmas tree lighting. She lands on the light.
It's with Danny DeVito.
And frames Batman for her murder.
Oh, you know what? I like that movie, though.
It's solid, dude.
It is.
How great is Michelle Pfeiffer in that movie?
The first two are money, dude. The first two, are money.
Very dark.
Yeah.
I would have changed a lot about Batman Returns, but...
But I think it was
the third best Christmas movie ever.
Especially when you compare it to the one with Arnold.
Oh, God.
See you.
No, we're not going
to
talk about that one. We could do a whole podcast about
Batman
movies.
Which one is that?
which we should do on your show.
When we talk about TV and movies. That's what we
bring
do.
Bring me on your show, and we'll talk about Batman movies.
Dude, that's not a bad thing.
All right. We should also do like a Westworld talk anyway, too.
Dude.
But we'll get to that.
I was going to say, you're about to open up a can of worms.
We can do that. We can open up a can of worms.
Because Westworld is the shit. Like, it's so fun. And
if you're not busy on Christmas and you've got something like HBO Go,
you should
do yourself
Westworld.
A favor and catch up on Westworld.
Yeah, 10 episodes, an hour each or so.
Yeah.
The last one maybe an hour and a half. It's good storytelling. Very, very, very good storytelling.
Very, very, very good. And it's and what I love about it, too, is it's Michael Crichton, who
so
I love.
Did you watch the original?
I have not. I need to watch it
Me
now.
Me neither. I haven't
seen it. Now that I've seen it, now that I've completed the series, I need to go back in there and do it.
Did you go online and watch that long-ass trailer for it? It's like 5-minute long trailer for
the original
of the
film?
70s movie.
No,
yeah,
I have
Yul
not
Brynner.
Seen that.
It's interesting. It's interesting. Mm, and okay. So when they set it up, they make it seem as if. So you've watched the whole thing, right?
Yes.
So you're okay. Cool. First of all,
we can't do spoilers
we won't
on
do
this
any
show.
Spoilers, of
all
course.
Right.
But I wasn't sure.
You can spoil it on your show.
Yeah, we'll spoil it. Yeah. Death on Life's a Binge. Trust us. But I wasn't sure if it was going to be. More than one season. So I thought that maybe the whole story arc was going to end at the end of the of. I thought it was just going to be one season. And
right.
Out. But clearly, actually, and I didn't even know that until after the episode aired, and then they did a little thing like, and on season two of Westworld.
Oh, yeah. No,
like, oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
But it's not coming out for another 2 years, too.
Is that the case, too?
Yeah, 2018.
Oh, well, that's horseshit.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to lose my interest by then, so.
Speaking of horse shit, let's talk more about Christmas rapping.
Run DMC. And I need to learn that song.
My favorite
Christmas
is
rapping?
The one from Die Hard.
Yeah.
Ill Reindeer.
All right, let's go best Christmas you can think of.
Best Christmas I can think of.
Boy. Man, nothing really jumps to mind, actually, honestly.
Okay, I'm gonna play the sentimental card here. So I'll go first.
Okay.
To get this one out of
Please.
The way. Shortly after my dad died was Reznor's first Christmas, and my dad had gotten, he was always into grasshoppers for some weird reason. It goes back to from being a kid, he was afraid of them, like he didn't like, there was always a stigma about grasshoppers, but that made him like them, kind of like Batman, how bats frightened me,
right?
So he had this grasshopper thing,
the Kung Fu show too, you know,
right?
Grasshopper.
Yeah. So my mom got my son this little wooden grasshopper with little wheels on it, and it moved.
And the legs kind of went.
The legs like, yeah, like right. Kicked up. So I'm having a real emotional day, obviously, and Reznor, who is 9 months old,
mm-hmm.
something like that, no, 7 months old, sees this grasshopper and loves it and starts crawling for the first time towards the grasshopper. That was my favorite Christmas moment.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome.
I got nothing even Jesus. Like anywhere near that.
I know. I told you. It's going to be a downer.
mine's like really like superficial and shitty.
Bike. Never. Yeah, that was never mind. I got a bike.
My best great. Christmas is when my mousetrap game got stolen. Like, that was the best one.
It's going to be this year when we get you a mousetrap game and we have and we Facebook Live it.
Yeah, we're going to play mousetrap for the first time in 47 fucking years.
Right.
Maybe not that long, but a long time. So.
Yeah, mine's like all like crappy.
I can't.
Mine
you
was.
Know, like, I remember they're all good, like for the most part, like they were all been good.
Yeah, I've never had a bad Christmas.
Not miserable. Sometimes there have been ones where we're like, we have very little, you know. Like,
yeah.
But,
yeah. Sure.
But
yeah.
But still, it's like.
But you had each other.
Yeah, we had each other, and it was all good.
Well,
yeah.
That's kind of how it is. Like for me now is because, and I think I've talked about it before on the show with you. Is that we don't do presents for like brothers and sisters. We get mom and dad presents, and then we get it's all the kids.
Right.
So once we get everyone together, there are 7.
Yeah, there's a lot of you.
Going to be 8 now. My sister's pregnant with her 5th. So there's going to be 8. So yeah, it's just all the kids ranging from anywhere from, I think my nephew's 2 all the way up to 13. And so they just all open presents. So for me, like that is, I started getting back into Christmas mm-hmm. just because watching all the kids and like the innocence of it and, mm-hmm. you know, having the conversation,
it
you know, the
fun,
whole
man.
Santa talk. Yeah, it's
yeah.
amazing. It's
we'll
super great. Like
Santa
every year, you know, for the last like 3 years, I mean, like I'll just like sit there and just like watch all the kids open presents and I just kind of just like start like tearing up because it's just like really nice and it gives me like a huge like sense of family and all that.
That's what it is. That's
now, when
that is a good,
yeah, and I'm for me personally, I would say like my best Christmas. It actually came because I almost died. I was 5 years old. 5 years old, and I went to Carl's Jr. and got E. coli.
Cute.
So that, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So that sent me to the hospital.
At five,
wait,
that's
on
really
Christmas?
Dangerous.
Yeah, it was very, no, it wasn't on Christmas.
Okay.
But it was like super,
it's like, I thought you made tamales.
Right. No, yeah.
Can I get a famous star?
No, earlier in the year I got E. coli. So yeah, and I was five, so I was in the hospital, I was getting shots, I remember like just throwing up every like 10 minutes, and every time I throw up I would just have diarrhea, so I had to like literally sit in the bathroom naked with a bowl in my lap while my mom did all of my laundry because there's no clean underwear. It was disgusting.
That was the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, yeah. It really makes me wish. I remember that sound effect that Chris had when he was on the show? The Saved by the Bell sequence?
Right.
Yeah. But no, so anyway. So
PJ pooping and vomiting at the
right.
time.
So they found out I think it was E. coli. I'm pretty sure it was. I found out I had E. coli, so my parents were going to sue the shit out of Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. for bad meat.
Right.
And so they just did a huge settlement with my parents, and so my parents just loaded it up that Christmas.
Nice.
Just it was enormous, and they actually took video of it. I think it's somewhere. I think my dad might have it or my mom might have it. But yeah, I was 5, and then 7, 9, 11, and it was just like a 4-hour video of just like all of us just like being happy and wow. crazy. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
all thanks to BJ.
I got Ninja Turtles. I got
How do you feel about Carl's Jr. now? Will you go and get a Western?
I'll eat a Carl's Jr. Yeah, I will.
If I could get you
the only place I will never eat. Yeah, right. Are you kidding me? You know what I would do with the $25,000 that I think they got?
Right up my nose. That's
yeah, they gave
saying.
Me like the battery charged like power bikes or whatever, and that was in '87, so that was like a new gig. Mm-hmm. So yeah, dude, I was riding in fucking style.
I just saw one of those that's in the shape of a Batmobile. You know what I'm rolling up to in work this week.
Right.
$25,000.
6 miles an hour.
Yeah. I could have a couple batteries on the back.
Hi, everybody.
Trucking down Moreno. What's up?
Merry Christmas. Is that the Batmobile?
Yeah, it's a Batmobile.
Good times.
Becky just like pissed off in a sidecar.
Oh, she'd be so mad. Like imagine Rez though in a little Robin costume.
Her knees up to her chin, just like,
shivering.
Do you know what we could have done with this money? I don't care, honey. Yeah. Ride the Batmobile.
And that's what, yeah, I think that's what my parents, I'm sure what my mom said to my dad at the time. And she's like, we can do a lot with this money. Like, we had just moved into a new house. Uh-huh. She's like, we can probably put it towards the house. But my dad's like, no, dude, let's just go big on Christmas.
Yeah.
So we went big that year.
Did you do a lot of Christmases in Chicago?
We did. Well, I was 9 when I moved.
Okay, so a lot of your youth was probably pretty cold.
It was super cold. Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember like snow, 3-4 feet high.
So I'm always curious because we grew up in Southern California.
Yeah, I don't do snow.
And when we got cool shit for Christmas, you could bring it outside. I mean, you could have gunfights. You could ride your bikes. You could ride your skateboard. Whereas my wife Becky, who grew up in Minnesota. Yeah. Got a new bike, and she had to wait 6 months for the ground to thaw. She just had to stare at it.
If you got a bike for Christmas, yeah, it was a pretty good wait. I mean, you know, you can, it can clear up, and you can be outside, but for the most part, it's cold and miserable during the wintertime.
So what is that like? You see the tires, and you're just like, oh, great.
Well, you know, one
awesome.
Thing that I remember, which is cool, and like it's a memory that's in my childhood brain that really like resonates in my head. But we had a park that a few blocks up from us where we lived in the south side of Chicago, Eckersall Park.
Okay.
And during the day and now it's sketchy. Like it's a, you know, but as a kid it wasn't as bad, first of all, but also you're just not aware of that type of thing. Yeah. But anyway, at Eckersall Park, they did it one or two winters while we were little. They flooded it. And they made a gargantuan ice rink. And they put up big snow banks. And I remember, like, everyone out there ice skating and sliding around on the ice. And that, like, I don't have, like, a specific memory of that tied to Christmas. But I do have, like, Christmas time, a vague Christmas time of being in Chicago and ice skating at the park.
Makes sense.
And that was a great memory. Great, great memory.
Yeah, I don't really do snow. I do snow for a couple hours, and I'm like, F this, I'm out.
Oh,
it's nice
snow.
To get warm. Really? I mean,
no,
like,
it's great in the beginning, but I've never gone like snowboarding. I've never gone skiing. I've never done any of that because it's a very expensive hobby to actually take up.
It's super expensive.
But yeah, if I just
it's
see
expensive
snow, I'll
to
play.
Get all the stuff once you've got the gear. It's nice,
not
but the lift tickets are pretty pricey.
But I remember in high school when I moved to Oregon from South Carolina, they had a ski team, like a high school ski team. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, ski team? That seems like so fancy. And
is that just like when you sit on a couch and jerk off two dudes?
That's skiing. A ski team? Yeah. Yeah.
I had to do the visual.
I'd be
okay,
a good,
I got
be
it.
A good skier, yeah. But I remember, like, and this is one of these things, I think when you grow up with less, you know, you have a little animosity about people with more, you know. And so, yeah. And so the ski people, for me, was always like, man, fuck those guys. Like, they because they were just richer than me. And
right.
They could do. You and think they were that, always like.
You think they start every sentence with, Mom, this summer I'm going to Breckenridge.
Did they have strokes before they meet?
Right. Yeah. A lot, yeah. Kirk Douglas is a big skier.
So, what do you think? When we get back to the lodge, I'm going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I have had one white Christmas when I went back to Minnesota.
And because you've been in Southern California most of your life?
All of my life.
All
yeah.
of your life. Okay.
Yeah. Except for that one Christmas. It was snowing. That was it.
It's cool. I mean, the pristine beauty of it, of like,
oh, of course,
getting up
yeah.
in the morning and everything is covered in white. And I remember, like, my mom in Chicago, like, we'd wake up these days after a long snowfall, and you wake up and the sun's coming up, and there's just everything is pristine. And
it's quiet.
And she's just
there's
like,
no, there's
we're
nobody
like,
on the road.
Let's go up play. And she would be like, no, please, just for a little while.
You're
going
to ruin the yard.
We're going to absolutely ruin it. Yeah. And we did. Of course we did.
Before,
but,
yeah.
But, and then as an adult, I kind of appreciate that too. I'm like, oh, don't. It's like, it looks so nice right now. And then it's going to get muddy. And then all that like exhaust stuff from cars
is
going to like
tracks
mix in.
Up.
Yeah, it's going to mix in with everything. And it's going to be booty after a little while.
See, it's good for a little, it's good for just a little bit of time. I could not see myself. Right now, I get up at 5:45, 6 to go to work. I couldn't see myself having to wake up at 5 so I can go start the car.
Clean
the windshield.
There's a reason we live here.
Yeah.
But, and it is nice.
Shovel the driveway.
It's wonderful to visit. I loved getting out there and shoveling the driveway. I did. It was fun. I because it was novel. I could not do that every day. Nah. That would drive me insane.
We go to Big Bear. That's what we do.
You go to Big Bear. Yeah. I just got back from an amazing weekend in Lake Arrowhead where there wasn't any snow, but I mean, you can easily
like,
see
that
it.
Doesn't get up there till what, like late January, February?
It's been warm lately, so it's, you know, it hasn't really been snowing.
But I know, up there in Big Bear and stuff, usually hits pretty late.
Oh yeah, I mean they get feet and feet of snow up there.
Yeah,
yeah. Doesn't stick very long. The resorts make a lot of fake snow.
Yeah,
but so we can definitely see it if we want to.
Yeah, it's good to look at.
You go to Julian and get some snow. We did that last year. I went camping up there too, and then it snowed overnight, which is kind of nice because it's only an hour away or so. And like wake up in the morning and you have that little pristine stuff, and then you wreck it.
I hate the tees, the first snow tees where you just have like little parts of like the curb and like in the gutter, there's just like clumps
of
it.
Yeah.
A little bit, and you're just like, oh, just fucking do it or don't. Come on. Let's go.
Or you see it coming down, but it's just like melting as it hits the ground.
Right.
Come on. Give me something. Give me a little air.
So, McEvely. I was going to say BJ, but
doesn't narrow
it down.
No,
we are actually in the presence of somebody that you might know about. Actually, could you go, Lawrence? Could you go get your friend for me?
All right,
you got him outside.
Here he comes.
Okay, all right. Our buddy BJ knows a guy who you might recognize.
What the fuck, are we doing? Okay,
here he comes.
Oh, ho, ho.
Here he is.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Hello,
hey.
Young
Santa.
Man. How have you been?
Good to see you.
It's been a while. I got a couple questions.
You got a couple questions for us? Yes. Oh, great.
This is the list decider.
First question. Have you been a good boy this year?
Nope.
Not really. No.
Santa knows the answer.
Okay, then what are you asking me?
Because
for,
that's
Santa?
How we do. That's how we do. Because Santa needs to know what you think.
Did Santa get a New York gangster accent?
Oh, ho, ho.
Hey.
Because that's what I do.
You might fall on an ice pick 32 times, huh?
It's funny. Santa's voice.
Fucking Rudolph, right? Oh.
Santa last year doing a voice, or being Santa.
Okay.
Last year was trying to be, ho, ho, ho. How are you, young man?
Yeah, okay.
So, all right, let's bring everybody up to date.
This year.
Yeah, yep. Bring everybody up to date. Right now, you play Santa.
I am, quote, I'm making air quotes, a friend of Santa.
Yes.
And we say that because Reznor doesn't need to know that, you know, that I'm, you know, a friend of Santa.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm a friend of Santa. I'm Santa, goddammit. All right, so.
Yeah.
Last year I did it.
What do you think? You're going to break the fourth wall with our listeners?
Yeah, I'm telling you what. Yeah.
Breaking news all of a sudden, on the podcast.
Yeah, all of a sudden. So, but last year I was trying to do a voice. This year I'm not worried about that.
I hope
voice.
Our listener in Dubai isn't shattered.
Yeah. He's like, what? Santa is not from New York? What's going on? So, but this year I'm just kind of on my own voice. The look, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's fantastic.
I've seen your Santa.
They do incredible work.
I mean, I've seen your friend Santa.
Yeah.
Whatever then.
Whatever, yes. You're Santa. Whatever. You play
so
Santa at
I'm
SeaWorld.
I'm Santa at SeaWorld. And so they, so it looks so good that I,
this kids, year, turn it off.
I'm not even worried about how I sound. So I'm just kind of like, hey, how are you? And the thing is, it's like anything. You like sell it. Like, clearly, I'm Santa. And this is how Santa talks.
For those kids, you yeah, that's
you,
exactly
you
what you need to be.
You absolutely are, yeah. Yeah. And so instead of like, I'm Santa and I'm trying to be this voice.
What are you, Yoda?
Or Yoda.
Yeah, whatever. Something that you have to concentrate on instead right. of the kid. You know, so this year I've got it down a lot better. And so okay. I'm just like, hi, how are you?
And what does that look like when those kids see you the first time?
I tell you, there, and I'm not just saying this. There has been straight up magic in that cottage on pretty much every shift, like every time we do it.
And after the shift, right, bro?
Hey,
oh!
Yeah.
Jingle bells.
Yeah. Jingle bells.
So, but it's been amazing. It's been amazing. So we've had some incredible experiences with these kids, and they're the ones that I love. They bring them in, and they're like one or so. Now, a lot of times the babies will be just like happy.
They don't
clam.
Care.
Yeah,
right.
But when they're one or two, mm-hmm. that's when they like start to get a little awareness, and they're like, maybe I should be afraid. And so they're sometimes that's a challenge.
Yeah, you've been peed on?
I haven't been peed on yet. Okay. There's been some dirty diapers in there where I'm like, whew.
Now, here's my opinion on it. I would think that obviously being Santa is great when you're actually around the children, but there has to be a lot of prep work. There has to be a lot of dodging questions or giving specific answers to kids because you don't want to. It's like, you know, working for Disney and being Mickey Mouse and taking your head off like in the middle of
it's
the park.
True.
So there's got to be a lot of things. Now that has to be really annoying and tedious.
Wait,
and
Mickey
doing,
Mouse is,
doing you, the practicing.
Not real.
Uh-huh. No, doing the practicing of it. Happens. That has to be like very tedious and almost like sense. Embarrassing and uncomfortable.
You know, it's
because you have to
bad.
Do it for yourself in front of like another person, to where it's like, come on. But then once you get into it, then it's all super smooth.
And sometimes, like, and since I've been a performer at SeaWorld for so long now, I kind of like, I want to say, trust me, I'm gonna make it come to life for these kids,
right?
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm not gonna like, you know, ho ho ho. And but we do we go over the potential answers for questions that we might get. And inevitably, there's going to be ones that you don't know, and they're not that consistent. You know, we kind of make them up as we go along, and I kind of cater it to each kid. You know, depending on kind of what I see, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of fun. Like because you really have to like, you're reading the situation the entire time. You're judging every freaking parent that comes through.
Oh yeah,
you're like, come on, don't tell the kid tell me that the kid is shy. Because like every time a parent comes in, he's shy. I'm like, you are destroying this kid.
Uh-huh.
Because now they're gonna first of all never have to talk for themselves, and they're going to have this. It's reinforcing their shyness,
right,
and reinforcing
yeah.
this that
it's like they're
be,
excusing it.
And it's going to be when has that ever served anybody in their adult life? Oh, they're shy. Don't worry about it. They're shy. Like you're right. fucking this kid up.
Right.
Be let him. And so I always am like trying to talk to the kid. What's your name? His name is Johnny. Let me ask him.
Santa knows his name, bitch.
Yeah,
shut
yeah.
up.
And then how old are you? Say I'm four. You know, and uh-huh. I'm like, so sometimes it's a little frustrating.
Yeah.
And sometimes like that will keep me from making a connection with the kid. And like, and I always feel I'm arrogant.
Because the parent lets him hide behind him because they already have that definition of, or like that stigma of he's shy. So it's okay that he stands behind me.
Exactly. And he doesn't have to talk to adults. He doesn't have to talk to people. He doesn't have to do anything.
He can just sit there and put his head in his hands and just be like, oh, well, this is just what I do.
Yeah. So some of that gets annoying. But there are moments where they're like, oh, I don't know how he's going to do. And so I'm like, you know, trying to talk him into it. And some of it's a little hard because you have all that your face is so big. You look like a big lion and big, giant, exaggerated eyebrows.
Everything's big.
So it's, you know, visually it's probably like, whoa, you know, a little bit off-putting for some kids. I know it is. But man, you get that kid and you're like, okay, and you put him on your lap and they don't cry and the parents freak out. They're like, oh my God, he's never, you know, not cried like that before. And you get a picture and you do it off, and then you slam the microphone. You're like, yeah, boom.
Now, you mentioned The Christmas Story is one of your favorite
yeah.
movies. There's that moment when Ralphie meets Santa.
Right.
Finally.
Right.
Finally. I mean, he waits in that big line. Yes. Just wants that Red Ryder BB gun. Yes. And he meets Santa, and he completely freezes,
dude,
and he just stares.
Every time.
That's what happens,
every
for real?
Every time, yes. And I said, I know it's kind of intimidating when you're in here, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I know you probably thought what you wanted all the time, but now you're here, you know. It's,
yeah.
But I'm like, don't even worry about it.
And the elves going, come on, kid, you're holding up the line.
And it's shaking their little thing.
Has anyone asked you for a BB gun?
It's just Jesse.
Or any type of gun?
It's just Jesse kicking kids in the face.
Oh, Perry.
No, no one's asked for a BB gun.
What's the weirdest thing someone has asked you for?
So we had one group in. First of all, oh my God, when the little kid comes in and he says, "I really want a yo-yo," it just like, oh, a yo, it's so simple and such a little thing,
right?
You know, I'm like, of course you can have a yo-yo. Like, here, have a yo-yo.
I got you know, two back here. Yeah, here you go.
Because there's kids who are coming. I want an Xbox, you know, 360 Extreme with blah, 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 and all these, you know, and a fancy drone. You know, these are $1,000 gifts sometimes.
Right.
You know, and you're like, ay, ay, ay. But the little kid is like, I want a book of Mad Libs. Like, oh, my God, yes. You can have that. You can have so much fun with it.
And hire that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had one group in, a family, and so the little girl came in. She was adorable. She's like 11 or so, and she's just sweet and smart as can be and all sharp, and she came and sat down and talked to me. And then the rest of them, the mother and father, came in. The father's carrying this other kid who looks way too big to be being carried at the time.
Okay.
So he's carrying him, and he takes him off to the side. And so I'm talking to her, and I kind of – and what I'll do a lot of times is look over to the other kid, and I'll say, what's your name, buddy? You know, and like how you know what, and kind of ease my way into interacting with him to make him comfortable. I'm like, oh yeah, have you been good this year? And so the parent says, like, shyness. He's like, this is our autistic kid, so and so, and I don't know how he'll do. So part of me at the same time is like, you're freaking like reinforcing.
Uh-huh. No, autism is very, very different.
It is different.
It's
it is
very
different. So we
different.
Have a nephew who with autism. You know, this kid is further further up on the scale on
spectrum.
Spectrum. He's further up on the spectrum than my nephew is, but still at the same time I'm kind of like, oh, but anyway, it is very different. Very different.
But to be honest with you, I mean, you have to almost commend the parents for even trying.
Because
there's some forms of autism to where it's just like completely freaking shut off.
This
to where
was
like, there was
hard.
A kid. There was a kid who I remember seeing a story. There's a kid with autism, and he wouldn't let anyone touch him. His parents, nobody touch him at all. So like putting on clothes, taking a bath, it was just constant screaming.
Ooh, yeah, that's
and
rough.
I don't know. He might have been like 2, maybe 3, and it was absolutely nuts until they got him a service dog. Like a companion dog, and then he became really close and tight with the companion dog, and then once that happened, now he allows his mother and father to like touch him and be able to do stuff.
That's sweet.
So it's just super weird, like
yeah,
you don't really know how it ticks.
So today, for the first time, speaking of service dog, was the first time we had a service dog come into the cottage to take a picture. It was cool.
That's awesome.
Like they brought the service dog in to meet Santa?
To take pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, he was a sweetheart, or she was a sweetheart. And so we took pictures, and then I was like, just make room for him. We're like, just have him come up here. So they actually got up on the chair, and so we had the little girl and the dog on the chair, and almost like the dog was like posing. It was just like, geez.
So cool.
It was great. So anyway, the autistic kid and his sister were like, okay, we're not going to be able to do anything with the boy, but we're having an interaction with the girl. And so I was like, and so what can I get you for Christmas this year? And she says, it's a secret. So she tells me in my ear, and she says, I want my brother to not have autism anymore.
Oh,
so, fuck.
Come on.
Yes. Yes. And like in my ear. And so I was like, oh, I'm like, you know what, sweetheart? Like that.
He's right here.
I was like, you know what? That might not happen. You know, I'm like, that might not happen. But you know what? What's important is that no matter what happens, we're going to love him, and he's going to love you. And even though he might have autism, you know, he might have autism forever, it doesn't matter as much as us loving him and being supportive.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be a family no matter what. So it was like one of those things where you're like, oh boy, where you get like, here, you better deal with this right now in a decent way.
Yes.
And so So I felt good about it. And then and I was like telling her, I told her all that back in her ear. Like, you know, like, so it was kind of this very intimate moment with the little girl saying.
Now, right. did the parents, like, take you aside after that?
No,
like,
because it's really not an opportunity to. Unless they, there have been times where they've come back in and said, what did they say?
Got it.
And I'm like, they want a Barbie Dreamhouse. Uh-huh. You know, like, okay, you know, but.
Now, are you up to date on those toys? Because before we started rolling here, we were rolling with Reznor, my son.
Yeah.
And he wants a Hot Wheels Ultimate Garage.
Hot Wheels are so money.
Is that a big toy right now? And do you have to be up on
it helps.
All the latest stuff?
Every kid that comes through helps, because then you hear something that you're like, oh, I never heard of that. And sometimes it's like, yeah, there was a girl who's like, I want a grass skirt with booby shells.
Ooh. What?
Yeah. And she's like,
okay.
And her mom's like, booby shells.
Looks like Tim went to go see Santa today.
I have that.
It's a long line, Tim. Come on.
Fuck those kids. I'm first.
But yeah,
you got to experience great moments, man. And you got to see. Okay, first of all, could you be any goddamn louder?
Tim's making food, everybody.
Sounds like,
I don't know
sounds
if you can
like
tell.
A challenge.
He's got
like a
aluminum foil.
Anybody wants some chicken fingers?
Crisp-cut fries. But that's got to be incredible, dude, in the sense of just like you do get to experience. But I'm sure you have a fair shake of really bratty little sumbitches.
There's
too.
Lots of little bratty ones, but that, you know, it passes. I mean, it's so funny. Like last year, because I have to get used to it, and you could see my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like lost.
They look worn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's. I don't want
to. You're gonna start penciling them in like a chola here.
I don't want to look like. Yeah, I don't want to look like a gangster girlfriend. You know, who's drawing her things on, wears her raider coat. Yeah. But. What was I saying? Oh, but the makeup takes a while to get used to because it's a lot of glue.
Yeah.
And so I didn't like it as much last year because I was just too taken by the discomfort of my face
to enjoy it
as much. But this year I'm kind of a little bit more used to it. So I've been.
And how long is Santa usually in the con?
Anywhere from like a half hour at the minimum, usually about 45 minutes to an hour, up to an hour and a half or so at the most. So
and then he goes to take a break and
take a break for
Santa
about the
comes
same,
back out for
Santa comes back out. Yep.
Yeah.
So you got to. I mean, you got to rush these kids through because there's got to be lines.
You know what? We
Santa goes to feed
do.
His reindeer or something.
We do. Right? It's rough because. I was thinking about this because every day so far, especially on the weekends, we have folks coming in and going, you know what? There's a big, long wait. Can we speed it up? And like, okay. But at the same time, I don't want to like sell anybody short on their thing. I'm not like spreading my time out. But they've been
now, are you allowed to go longer? Like if you go through and you're like feeling good?
There's no one like saying, you know, they'll just give you a general thing. We got a long wait. But
right. No, I mean like if they say, excuse me.
damn it.
If they say, you know, go 45 minutes is your set, but you realize that there's still a lot of people out there and you're not going to be back for another hour and a half. Do you just try and go an hour or an hour, whatever?
No, because Santa 2.0 will come in, you know, and so we kind of keep it rotating until it's time to close.
Right.
And then.
So there's no like shutdown of Santa's cottage.
Santa's open the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Once
okay,
it
okay, okay. That
Once
makes
it
sense.
Opens, you can always go in and see Santa.
I thought you meant like, hey, you can see Santa between 2 and 3. And then, like, if you. I've been waiting in line since 12:30 and I'm like, and I don't get to see him because the line's so long, I'd be like, oh, go F yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That makes
And that's
sense.
The thing, too, is like, it's still, you're only seeing one family at a time. So let's say that's 4 people. You know, if you spend 2 minutes or 3 minutes, probably 3.
Yeah.
That's you can only see in an hour, you know, if it's 3 minutes long, you can only see 20 people, you know, or 20 groups. And so inevitably that line is going to be long, like no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like in Christmas Story where they're in the line that goes all the way through the freaking store.
And then he gets up there and doesn't say anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he gets kicked down the slide.
The parents are like, oh, come on. You've been practicing in line.
How about
I went and saw Chris's baby a week ago or so. And he said they went to go do the pictures with Santa and it was. I think 5 hours.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I could see it easily.
And they got there as the doors were opening for the mall.
Yeah, like, I could absolutely see that.
That's why I had my son on the podcast with you. Just yeah, I mean, done. Yeah,
there we go.
Check. He didn't even know what he just did.
Done. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I made a little video for
And you made him cry, too, so it was fun.
Very good.
Yeah,
no, we made a video for my through Andrea, I have a niece and two nieces, one niece and two nephews. One of them is autistic, and the other two, brother and sister, aren't. And I made a video for the two, Owen and Juliet, saying, you know, as Santa. That was a big hit.
Nice.
And then so today I made one for Nicholas who has autism, and so I had to do it very differently and kind of like being very reserved tones.
Yeah, and it's hard too because you got to realize that you are for. I would say a good number of people, the first impression of Santa of Christmas.
And not only that, dude, when they sit on your lap and they give you that look, you own up to the responsibility real quick because it's like you are the Pope, you are the president, you are everything in the world to this kid.
You're more important than
you're
that.
You're more important. Yeah, yeah. You're so important. And here you are, and you sit in your throne, and they come up and worship you pretty much and like so cool. Give you love. It's very cool. Yeah. It's very cool. But you have – but, like, I say that, you know, and I kind of – as a performer, I think that in any kind of performance that you can never phone it in or sell it out. Mm-hmm. But it's very hard to, like, phone it in. Like, it's very hard to not be – embrace the spirit of Santa every single time when they're in there. So it is cool.
That's got to get you in the Christmas spirit.
It does. It helps. It absolutely helps. You know, except the first group we had in 2 days ago, first group we come in, I go out ringing the bells, ho ho, Merry Christmas everyone. Santa's village is now open. You know, and there's someone on the porch and it's always the first one of the day. It's like, you're the first ones. Well, come on in, and they follow you in.
Uh-huh.
We go in and sit down. This other mom breaks in. We were in line. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah, and starts in on the other mother. And they're, like, going at
Jesus
it.
Yeah, Christ,
first
lady.
One of the day. With
what
their,
the fuck?
With their kids on my lap. The right. kids are on my lap. Huh. And I'm just like, seriously? Like, seriously? And the people who were in the booth, bless their heart, none of them are really, like, conditioned to
they're
be able to
bouncers.
Deal with it. Yeah, they're not bouncers. They're not ready to deal with this. So
they're
like,
elves.
And so I'm kind of like, we can see everybody. Don't worry, you know, we'll have time to see everybody. You know, it's Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then the mother's like, karma's a bitch to the girl. Like,
oh, geez.
I'm like, oh, boy. And so you know, that there's that.
Yeah.
But, if there's anything to all of you listeners out there in podcast land, is don't be that kind of parent,
don't
man.
Don't be that parent.
Don't ruin it for your children.
Or other people's children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More importantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Screw up your own children.
Yeah.
Don't screw up any other kids.
You know, getting a fist fight at Walmart, you know, on Black Friday. Like, why?
Those
were
great videos.
Why would you do that?
Those were fantastic. Well, so, I love hearing those stories, and it sounds like
Santa.
Christmas.
You're Santa,
straight
guy.
Up Santa, dude.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The
it
reason
is.
For the season. Santa Claus.
I'm loving it.
Go out and buy shit, people.
Yep. Well, I'll get it for you. Don't
or, you know.
Just ask me.
That one little girl, though, I just keep thinking back to her.
Will you get me something? Will you get me something, Santa?
What do you need?
I want my co-host to not have autism.
Oh, don't worry. You know what? We're going to love him anyway. You know, he might always have autism. He always might be a little bit slow, but he's our slow.
We love
slow
him anyway.
Boy, so.
Good old busy brain biz.
Yeah.
All right.
I got nothing. Well, what do you want for Christmas? We got Santa right here. Really fast. What do you
want
for
Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas, Santa?
What do I want for
Christmas? Wait, can you go get BJ again? He's outside. He's outside getting a rum and coke.
Yo. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? What do you want for Christmas?
Oh,
this year?
I want some fucking, you know, from New York City.
I want a deep
dish. Some gabagool.
What do I want for Christmas? I don't know. You know, we talked about maybe a new PlayStation, maybe the 4.
PlayStation 4.
Maybe.
With the VR?
Maybe.
The virtual reality?
Probably not.
I've been in your place. There's not a whole lot of room to
it's going to take place. Yeah, we have the 3 right now.
Okay.
And we would just trade it out and put the 4 in there.
Tim, what do you want for Christmas?
New roommates.
Snap. He just went straight there.
No, I would like a drone with a really cool camera.
Now, Tim, you know that's a lot of responsibility. There are certain regulations about having a drone.
Actually,
so sometimes we want something,
FAA
but we're not ready to have it. So you want that puppy, but you have to be ready to clean up after it.
That's a very materialistic thing. For me, for Christmas, you know what I want? Full-time job.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, a lot of people don't have them anymore.
I don't know if Santa can provide that these days.
You know what Santa wants? He wants a part-time job that pays full-time. Hours.
Oh, I would. Okay, I changed mine. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want like a no job that still pays me.
There you go.
That's what I would like.
You'd like, yeah. You'd like.
You
yeah.
know what? I would take a rich husband, Tim.
Yeah.
I'd take it.
So if I won the lottery tomorrow,
done.
You're gonna be my husband.
If I was Santa, If I was Santa, I would give you Jay Leno as a guest on your podcast. Speaking of which, what podcast is that? Let's get that some bitch
yes,
plugged.
Yes, indeed. It's Life's a Binge.
My Life in 5 Minutes.
We are celebrating about a year and a half almost now.
Right. You know that we're coming up on a year, New Year's Eve?
On a year.
That is so cool. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Y'all.
And I actually went back and listened to, what was it, the Sons of Anarchy podcast that we did with Dallas.
Uh-huh. I need to listen to that
and
again.
And you were just like, oh, yeah, I got a podcast, blah, blah, blah. And BJ, you're the only one without a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And right on.
Yeah, now we're going on, me and Biz, 1 year.
Dude, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Coming up. We'll have to take, I was just say, you should take that little piece out of that and like put it in your, you know. Yeah, it means editing. But
yeah, well, yeah, next week, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Michael get right on that. next week we actually are going to be doing a little something for our 1 year anniversary.
Right on.
So, dude. So you and Jared, Life's a Binge, were definitely ones that helped us get started. Dallas helped us get started.
Yep.
So thank you for coming back.
Much appreciated.
Yeah,
coming
man.
Back on the
it's
show,
fun.
Man.
Always is. Always is.
And call me for Westworld.
Yes, indeed.
Let's talk about it.
You know, maybe that might be tomorrow night. Maybe. Actually, I don't know if Jared's
Wednesday.
Watched it. We're going to record
hey,
tomorrow.
But... screw Jared. We got Todd, right?
We do
you
have
and
Todd.
I could do it.
There we go.
Yeah, we don't need Jared.
Hashtag pay Todd.
Pay yeah, Todd,
money
everybody.
Money for Todd.
Money for Todd. All right, guys. This has been Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McGivley.
Mike Bissett.
With BJ Lawrence from Life's a Binge. And
Merry
we will
Christmas,
see
everybody.
You next week. Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
to
y'all.
You.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
But I remember this one
Christmas.
This year.
That's going to be our outro song.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. But I think I'll miss this one this year.